Hi, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap, Let Light Unite show on UPR and radio. And this is August 9th, I think, 2018. I have a special show for you tonight. And if you have access to YouTube, you might want to go to your computer and watch on YouTube, UPR and radio. I'm going to do what I call a stoner show, and no, I'm not going to discuss all the different kinds of pot, although that would be fun. I'm not saying it wouldn't be. And since I'm a shaman and it's in my God contract, but tonight I'm going to talk about the practical application of rocks, stones, crystals, and minerals. And like I said, the practical applications. And of course, I own a rock shop, so we're going to go around my store and look at all the different stones and rocks. And yeah, I don't know about you, but I need a little break from light work. There is so much going on every now and then. You just have to have a little bit of playtime. So this is my playtime. If you really want to do more light work on Facebook, I do light work at 10 o'clock Eastern time. It's 4 o'clock Hawaiian time, three times a week. Monday nights, it's chanting enlightenment and anchoring it to the earth. Tuesday is radiation, Fukushima Tuesday. And Thursday, we do work on the earth and climate change. So you're more than welcome to join. So let's start. And let's see if I can have fun playing with this. So we're going to start with, see if I can get it to turn around. All right, there we go. Now, what you're looking at is my 1,000-pound Alessia Earthkeeper crystal, and it came from Brazil. Now, she's the largest crystal in Hawaii, and a lot of people say, well, God, why do you call it a she? Well, if you ever come into my store, you'll notice that her energy is very gentle, loving, and kind. She doesn't blast you out, because if she did, she really turned on to what she can do. You couldn't even walk into the store, and that really wouldn't work well for me. But come Thursday night, I actually do a group circle here. So I do a lot of energy work for the earth. Oh, man, sometimes her energy gets so incredible that, you know, you put your arms out, your hands out, and it's like pushing your hands right back. Now, one of the functions of the Alestial, and this is, like I said, a smoky quartz Alestial, is the, and it's also called the Cathedral Alestial. It kind of looks like a mountain peak. Now, I actually have another Earthkeeper crystal, and it's over here. Now, this one's only 650 pounds. Now, this is also called an Alestial, but they call it an alligator Alestial, because you can see how the plates are kind of like an alligator plate. And this lovely guy, and I consider it the male, you know, there you go, there's the head. Ooh, don't you wish you had visual now, huh? But I usually put him outside, and his energy is a little bit different and can get very strong. But what the Alestials do, they're considered grandfather, grandmother crystals, old, old ancient teachers. And if you're ready, they will teach you how to work with the elemental kingdom, air, earth, fire, and water, how to calm fires, how to bring in rain, how to disperse rain. And matter of fact, we had an earthquake, because I live in Hawaii, not an earthquake, but a hurricane come our way. And with a lot of people on the island doing creative visualization work, we did send it out to sea. But that's what she helps to work, is working with the elementals on that level, how to calm tsunamis. Now, oh, about 5-6 years ago, we had a pretty big earthquake here, and we had a tsunami. And of course, they went on the radio going, oh my God, Hawaii had a tsunami, and oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. But they forgot to mention how big the tsunami was. And it was actually 3 inches. And yeah, I Yeah, 3 inches. You know, we got waves bigger than that. But what better way to wreck the economy is to make something that's more than what it is. Now, we also had an earthquake about a couple months ago with the volcano going off. And it was almost a 7th earthquake. Now, when the earth moved here, it was like a roll, a very gentle roll, like the lava Pele was doing some hula. And even in where it hit mostly in Hilo, there were no buildings that went down and no people were killed. Now, I went through the earthquake of Northridge in 91-92 in California. And they had about a 7.0 earthquake. And I'm telling you, lots of stuff crashed and crumbled. So to say that you have an earthquake that large and there are no buildings that went down and no people go down, you know, that's a miracle. At least that's how I look at it. So that's what can happen when you're working in harmony with the elemental kingdom. Now, isn't she beautiful? Now, I allow everybody to touch her and hug her and send her love. And she's actually growing. Now, when she was taken off the mountainside, I don't know if I can show you this, she was very, very flat. And actually, under here, she's got new points. Let's see if I can, there we go. I don't know if you can see that, but there's new points that are growing. And she didn't start growing till after I moved to Hawaii, which I think is pretty, pretty incredible. So what I want to share with you now is another favorite stone of mine. And this one is, get it up there. The amethyst. So I'm holding an amethyst point in my hand, and it's pretty dark purple. And if you can see it through the light, looks like it has a pyramid inside, and they call that a phantom crystal. But let's talk about the amethyst crystal. I love amethyst because it's considered the feminine crystal. Opens up the right side of the brain, which is creativity, expression, the arts. I'm just showing you that amethyst comes in many, many different shapes. Oops. So this is just a tumbled piece that you can put in your pocket. Now, amethyst is, oh my goodness, very, very incredible. So now I'm showing you this huge piece of amethyst cluster. And when I went through the Northridge earthquake in 92, I had this huge amethyst cluster, which was double this size, all dark purple, like this one here, the points, but much, much bigger points. And actually the points were like the first point that I showed you, like this one. And it was dark purple all the way through. And during the earthquake, it literally broke in half. And the crystal point turned white on the bottom, but the amethyst literally took the hit of the earthquake and I had very, very little damage. Now, as time went by and people came into my store, I would ask them, of course, how'd you fare during the earthquake? And many of the light workers would say, wow, you know, everything got tossed and tumbled and, the only thing that broke was my amethyst. So if you are in congruency with the elemental kingdom and you've got an amethyst, anything happens, she too might absorb that energy and be a little bit protective. Now, the amethyst crystal also represents the violet ray, which transmutes energy, which transmutes dark to light. And if you've listened to my show, you'll know and you've heard me use and work with the violet flame often because it transmutes energy. If I want to get rid of a negative entity, I'll call the violet flame forth in that room. And if they are dark entity, they can't hang out and they got to go. But I also like to take it one step further and actually call the Michael the Archangel, cut them from whatever reason they are on the planet and especially attached to that room. I tie and bind it. And then I have Michael send it through the violet flame to clean up its energies back to God. And I fill that space up with an angel of light. I never leave it blank. And then I violet flame the room to clean it up. Now, if I'm under psychic attack, I'll also chant to the violet flame. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. And I'll chant that over and over and over again. They call it the singing flame because what it does, it erases cause, effect, record, memory of karma and really helps you transmute that dark energy. So whether it's, you know, I have to chant 5 minutes or 10 minutes, but I'll chant until I feel lighter. And I'm not having mind chatter. Maybe somebody I've made angry and he's thinking about me and we're telepathy ping-ponging and I really don't want to think about them. So I'll chant to the violet flame and I'll also call to that person's higher self and say, hey, can you please give them something divinely constructive to do to take their minds off of me? Now that's practical application of amethyst. Now this is a stone I really like too. And this is malachite. Now malachite holds, has two purposes. One is it holds all the earth's records. So if you wear malachite, it can be a little harsh. And by that, I mean, whatever your subconscious fears that you have, it's going to draw to you all the situations you need to overcome it. And truthfully, all I can say is I'm good. All right. Now, the other function it has, now you can see the bullseye. And by bullseye, I mean, there's a lot of circular rings in the green malachite. And malachite is from Zaire, Africa. Okay. All right. Now, if you put the malachite on your third eye and you meditate and imagine yourself going into a malachite cave, the deeper your breath, the deeper into the cave you're going. What will happen is malachite will send information into your brain. You know, to me, it's like somebody is sending lightning bolts through my brain. But what it's doing, it's feeding you all kinds of information. And every time you do it, it's like a computer overlay. And what it will do, it's going to bring up stuff that you've forgotten in the past. Because, you know, you don't wake up one day and go, oh, I think I'm going to do numerology, or oh, I think I'm going to be a healer. It's something that you've done in a past life. So to me, this is like using a shortcut, because you start using it and, you know, say you're working with even the tarot, you're going to have a lot of what I call aha moments, where it's going to bring to your conscious mind memory of things that you've learned and you need in this present lifetime. So that is green malachite. So we're going to go to and talk about crystal, because that is the opposite of the amethyst. And we're going to talk about the clear quartz. Now, what I'm showing you is actually a little clear quartz cluster. And clusters are what we call family crystals. And it's a group of crystals working together in harmony. Now, the clear quartz crystal opens up the left side of the brain, which is logic. And it's the digital side. So if somebody is what I call a drama king or a drama queen, you're going to want them to have a clear quartz crystal because it's going to get into the left side of their brain and help them detach from their emotions a little bit. It's also going to give them energy and accent the positive. And if you wear it, it can also help you get into spirituality. Now, if someone is totally detached from their emotions and really has a hard time expressing, you might want to give them the amethyst crystal, which opens up their emotions and it gets into the right brain, the feeling part, and it helps them express. Now, there's a lot of different forms of crystal. So that's like a cluster. And that's kind of a smoky crystal. Let's get a clear quartz. I got a lot. All right, this is a clear quartz crystal. And you can see how really pretty it is and really clear. Now, this is what we call a double terminated crystal. And if you can see on the bottom, it's what we call a self-healing crystal. We can get this in the light better. There we go. There you can see it. So this crystal is actually healing itself and it's restructuring itself. And you can see all the points here, little tiny ones. So they say a crystal that is a self-healer, the energy that can give us to help us heal ourselves is greater than one that actually isn't healing itself. Now, they're not all like that. So this is the bottom of another crystal. And you can see it's not healing itself. It's just like it's just been chopped out of the ground. Now, this kind of crystal, and I'm using a big one, is really nice for developing your sensitivity. I'm going to get a small kind. And I recommend getting a small crystal for this, something you can hold in your hand very comfortably, and you're going to get it. So there's a point on one end, right? You see the point on that end? And then on the other side, it's pretty rough. So that means it's directional. It's coming in through this side and it's leaving this way. So if you want to develop your sensitivity, you take a crystal and you can just hold it in your hand and you put the point directing going up your arm. Now, there's a lot of things that you might feel. It might get hot in your hand. It might start to sweat. You might feel a pulse. You might feel energy go up your arm. But if you feel a pulse and the sweating, it's the crystal. It's the energy of the crystal doing it. And if you're getting a very strong energy surges, it usually means it's a male crystal. So you pay attention to your whole body. You pay attention to where the crystal is affecting you. Of course, your hand, your arm, on all your chakras, and that's energy centers in your body. You got one on your crown chakra. Ooh, where'd it go? No, here we go. Okay, so you got one on the top of your head, your third eye, okay, your throat, heart chakra, solar plexus, ooh, right below the heart. And then you got your belly button and root, and then you've got minor chakras in your hands, your feet. You might feel something in your temples or in the back of your head. All right. Now, if you feel, you might even feel a pressure on your crown chakra. So when you pay attention to all these chakras, again, you might feel a pressure, you might feel tingles, but that is where that crystal is working on in your body. And if you do it enough, you're going to be able to do what I call psychometry and pick up something of somebody's and be able to give them readings. So what I did when I was developing my sensitivity, I held the crystal for about 3 weeks And then I chose another stone and held that one for a week to see how that affected me. And then you can go out and pick up a pine cone and feel the energy go up the pine cone, you know, or a tree. So it's very, very cool. And to me, developing your sensitivity is like going back to basics. All right, so now what I'm showing you is what I've talked a lot about, and it's hematite. So hematite, is this silver gray stone. Now the guys love it. It's kind of like a metal gray. And this is rough hematite and polished hematite. So the rough, you know, hematite has a lot of iron in it. It's very, very good for grounding. And when people come into the store and they get around all this crystal energy and they start getting high and they can't make a decision, well, that doesn't work well for me. So I have them hold a couple pieces of hematite. And, you know, it's what I ask everybody to do if you have it, to get your hematite so it grounds you, it centers you, it pulls all your energies back in body. Now, all hematite is slightly magnetic, but then they man enhance it. All right. So the kids love this stuff. Ooh, yeah. Look at that. Now, when my kids were little, and I hope they don't ever write a book about me. One year they were having trouble in school. So I took a bunch of very, very small hematite, very small, and I put it on tape and I taped it to their chair in school. And of course I told the teacher about this. And it actually helped them stay in body and be able to focus. Now, what I also did is I gave the teacher a big 1 pound piece of hematite. So when she put the rest of the kids out on timeout, you have them hold that really large piece of hematite. And again, it really calms them and helps them go back in body. And, you know, that's what you want. If only more teachers would use this, we could say goodbye to Ritalin. Now, one thing I wanted to mention, and I'm going to show you again, we've got the crystal cluster. Now, crystals will amplify, and you can actually tell it to do anything you want. So if you wanted to do a cleansing in the house, you might want to get a big crystal point. Okay. I'm showing you a big crystal point, and you get a bowl of salt, and then you put the crystal in the salt and command the crystal to draw all negativity into the crystal, into the salt. And then you take the salt and throw it away after about a week and just change it. And you're going to notice, you know, a really lovely difference in the house. Now, if you want to change the energies, you can take a crystal cluster, and this one isn't really that big. So if I wanted more, say, psychic protection in the house, I would get a piece of black tourmaline, which is what I'm holding in front of you. It's a huge chunk. I would put it on the crystal like I just did, and I would command the crystal to amplify the black tourmaline. So it would affect, you know, the whole room. Now, black tourmaline is, oh God, I love it for psychic protection. Because what it does, it helps you not absorb other people's negativity, but it also helps you not procrastinate. So you're going to find yourself finishing projects, completing things. The first time I experienced black tourmaline, I was in California. And of course, they had my big earth keeper, but it was straight up and down. And somebody gave me a huge fist-sized piece of black tourmaline. Now, my ex-husband, who was my husband at the time, was the sort of guy that liked to start a lot of projects and not finish. and start a project and go on something else and start another project and go on something else. You know, you get my picture. Now, when I put the black tourmaline on the big crystal, I didn't know what to expect. Well, all of a sudden, and I swear to God, this is true, he went around the whole yard looking for projects, which he didn't have to really look that hard, but he started finishing the projects, you know, like he was crazy, just had to get everything done. And trust me, I did not get rid of that black tourmaline. So it's something that if, you know, you might, if you know you're in negative situations, maybe like a nurse or healthcare, and you don't want to absorb other people's negativity, black tourmaline is awesome. And, you know, I think it's really lovely when you finish all your projects. What a nice little benefit. So again, just showing you the hematite, you know, the jewelry is lovely to wear or put a stone in your pocket. And, you know, if I was going to go get my taxes done, I would make sure I would have hematite on my body so I wouldn't strangle the tax accountant. Would I do that? Oh, maybe. or if, you know, you're going to go into a business situation and you really need to be clear-headed and very calm and very peaceful, hematite's the way to go. Now, we're going to just jump from a rock to shark's teeth. Now, we're talking about energy and different stones and vibrations. Now, in Hawaii, the shark is, you know, a lot of people's totem. Not mine. I'm from Michigan. It was the deer. All right, but now it's the dolphin. However, if you understand the energy and energies and the energy of a shark, I might have a shark's tooth on me if I was going into a business situation and I really had to be on my toes and really wary about what was going on and, you know, what I had to be careful of and, you know, very sharp. Other than that, I don't play with shark's teeth. So this is a fun one. This is pyrite. And the kids love pyrite. They call that the dream crystal. And pyrite is also strength, courage. It helps you remember your dreams. But they also call it fool's gold because it does kind of look like gold, and if it was, I would be retired because I got a lot of it. Now, a lot of people will ask me, what do they do to draw money situations? Well, one stone to use is called citrine. And citrine is a crystal, and it's gold on top, or maybe really light amber color. That's one. I'll show you a different color citrine. There we go. This is the amber kind. And again, for practical purposes, I threw a little piece in my money jar and to draw abundance, because why not? Now, if people are really leery of crystals and, you know, they're afraid of them for whatever, you might want to give them a little agate like I'm showing you. And it's like somebody took a rock, broke it in half, or a nut, broke it in half. And these are called geodes. Now, geodes usually have crystals inside, and some of them are solid. But what they do is they help people awaken very, very gently. And they don't master blast you like a pure quartz crystal would do. right, let's see. Oh, yes, rose quartz. How can we not talk about rose quartz? You see how pink that is. And yep, rose quartz is pink, and it can come from many, many areas. But what rose quartz does, it heals your heart. And it helps you forgive others, forgive yourself. And if someone really is also having a hard time expressing themselves with their heart, you might want to give them also a rose quartz, which will open their heart up very gently. And people that don't really know how to express their love and have that rose quartz open, many times that's when they have heart attacks. All right, so these little babies, these blobs of black, are what's called tektites. And oh my God, I love tektites. They're meteorites. And these come from Thailand. And what meteorites do is they help take all your old patterns. Oops, let's see what we can do. Get this one in there. There we go. Scatter them and open you up to new possibilities. Now, what I'm showing you in my hand is a stone called moldavite, which is also a tektite. But let's see if we can see. Oh, yeah, there we go. You can see how it's pretty loose and transparent. So it's a greenish, light green stone, and they consider like a hybrid of the tektites. And the moldavite comes from, God, where does it come from? I am having a brain bubble. From the European country, Czechoslovakia. Thank you. I love it when spirit brings that information back to my brain. All right, so that's moldavite. So what I find, because I do also wear a couple pieces, and I find myself doing old things in new ways, which, you know, doesn't hurt. So then we have lava rock. Now, lava rock is also black, very porous, and I don't have it from Hawaii because we have a little curse thing going on here where you're not supposed to take lava off the island. And I have had people call me over the years saying they didn't mean to take it off the island, and oh my God, if they mailed it back, will I return it? And you really don't want to say, oh my God, you are so SOL, you know what I mean? So you say yes, you'll return it. But they have post office here and people working in the post office, and all they do is just, their job is to take the rocks back that people send back to Hawaii. So my lava rocks are from Philippines, just to make everything safe. But what that does, it's like really putting your energy, if you think of what lava is, lava's created from the fire elemental. So I call this, if you really wanted to go into cosmic overdrive, you know, you might want to wear a piece of lava. All right, this is turquoise, and I am just showing you some turquoise beads that I have. Now, turquoise works on your throat chakra. And what it does, it's the power of the spoken word. It's communication. So if you're really having a difficult time speaking, you might want to wear turquoise. Do, 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 do. And now we're traveling over all the rocks and the stones, and we're coming to Tiger Eye. All right, Tiger Eye. It's a brownish gold stone with stripes. And what Tiger Eye does, it's for strength, courage, it draws abundant situations to you. Kind of another one of I call a bingo stone that you might want to use to bring good luck and, you know, draw money situations. Ah, Jasper. Now, Jasper is red. Ooh, sit down while I do this one. Okay, it's a reddish brown. It's kind of more on the dark red side. And it's very healing. I had a couple when I was in California tell me their story. They were given a big piece of rough jasper, and it broke in half. They dropped it accidental, so they just shoved the pieces together, put it back in the garage, and just forgot about it. And when they went back later, it literally crystallized between it and healed itself. Now, I also had a jasper rock table, and it was a tabletop. And when my little baby was a year and a half, and he was pretty coordinated, but we were under psychic attack, and his coordination was really, really bad. I saw him walk over this tabletop, because I had it on the floor, practical application of stones. And I saw him walk over this tabletop, this jasper tabletop, and just his spine straightened right up, and he was just very coordinated after that. And all I could think of is, wow, Gary, ex-husband. Yeah, we're going to make angelite tabletops. And so we did. It's amazing how God puts stuff right in your face so you get it. All right, so we are going to tool around over here. Now, this is what's called a selenite tower. Now, selenite, and it's very whitish and translucent. And you can put a light under it, and you know, whatever light you put under it, it'll glow that color. So selenite really helps you ground white light to the earth. And if you are doing a lot of energy work, this is an incredible stone to hold while you're doing that work. And it really amplifies also what you're doing. Now, believe it or not, this stone, which is really more denser, they call this desert rose, and it's also a form of selenite. Now, if I was going to do energy work, I certainly wouldn't work with this stone. I would work with the tower. But if I really wanted to start grounding, you know, the selenite energy really to the earth and work with the earth elemental more, I would work with the desert rose. Ooh. So now we're going to talk about one of my favorite stones on the planet, which I was allowed to discover the healing properties, oh my God, many, many years ago. And it's a stone called angelite, and it's from South America. So I've had angelite get rid of burns and bruises overnight and heal cancers and tumors and cysts and really do some accelerated healing. And as you can see, I've got some of it is, you know, like round. You just want to hold a rough piece in your hand or throw it in water. Angelite's a mineral. So if you do put a rough piece, like I'm showing you in water, I'll show you a big one. It'll slowly dissolve, and if you drink the water, which is mineral water, your bones will get stronger, your hair will actually get thicker and grow, and my hair stopped growing after 4 kids. You know, they do suck the vitamins and minerals out of you, and when I started ingesting angelite, my hair got thicker. And then it started growing again. And I'm 65 this year and it's still growing. Yay! So if you wear angelite around your neck, what it'll do, it'll open up your lungs. It'll help you breathe. If you wear it as earrings. There's a really good chance it's going to open up your eardrums and you're going to hear better. Now, my personal experience is when I started wearing the angel light earrings, God, I didn't realize how bad my hearing was. And when I would get in the car, I would really turn up the radio till it was over the halfway mark, like three quarters, which I didn't think was very loud. And then as my hearing started improving, oh my God, I can't listen to it that loud anymore. Matter of fact, when I'm in the car, instead of, you know, three quarters, to me, what's loud is a quarter now turned up the volume. And all I could do is apologize to my kids. And I went, oh my God, guys, that was really rough. That was really loud. And I am so sorry. So, and I've had many people there tell me how their hearing has improved. Singers, when they wear the angel light, it opens up their lungs. So they hit notes that they've not able to been able to reach before. If you've got wrist problems, you might want to wear an angel light bracelet. Now, I certainly do. I'm not the doctor's friend. So then I knew I had to do something really more incredible with the angel light to make it more functional. So we created these angel light massage tools. So I'm going to grab a big one and see how it's round on the bottom. This one's kind of like a big egg, half an egg, and it's got a crystal. This one's got a smoky quartz crystal coming out. Well, people like to use handles, okay? So I usually have some with handles and without. It's a nice, easy way to get rid of energy you've taken on that's not yours, to get rid of psychic attack, and it really helps everything circulate. Now, a young woman came into the store and bought two tools, or no, she bought one tool for a friend of hers that had a car accident. And what she did was, you know, she gave him the tool and he used it. What, he became a paraplegic, sorry. And he was paralyzed from the waist down. So he ran it over his legs every single day. And in 6 months, he was walking. I am not kidding. Now, another young lady, I'm going to skip around here. She had brain cancer. And she told me her and her sister had a slice of angel light. And they made a slit, you know, they had a headband and made a slit in the headband. And she wore it only at night. And she actually got rid of the brain tumor in 3 months. Now, these are stories that other people have told me over the years. I mean, angel light is just incredible. So, again, you know, when you use the tools, as a matter of fact, when I was in Mexico getting my teeth done, I took two huge slices of angel light, and as I was laying there, you know, at night, I just put one on the bottom of my cheek and one on the other, and I didn't feel any pain. You know, it was really, really lovely. I thought so. So what's kind of cool is, you know, you don't have to be a healer to use these. If we can do it. Whew, I'm sweating. So you can take a tool, and if you hurt, you can do this. Let's see if I can do that with two hands. All right. Sorry, guys. All right. So what you do is you take the angel light tool and say if my hand hurt. There we go. Where's my hand? There we go. Nope, not quite. All right. And you see the price tag. Boop. There we go. All right. So I put that where the crystal is up on my hand, and it's drawing that negative energy out. So if you're going to hold it, you're going to hold it at the base here, not on the crystal. And then it draws it out, and I imagine it going into the violet flame and right back to God. And then, you know, it's filling up with energy. So when it starts getting warm, you know you've had an energy shift. So I've got, you know, angel light round pieces. And to give you an idea, you know, if you want to use some for water, let's go back this way. Oh, that doesn't work either. All right, I'm going to do it this way. Okay, there we go. All right, something this big, and that's like about a 50-cent piece, that will last you about 3 months. This size, here we go, would last about a year. So it doesn't dissolve real quickly, but again, I found for myself that, and I'm not bragging about this, mind you, that one time in my life, I drank Coca-Cola for 10 years, and I'm not bragging, like I said, but that's all I drank. And every time I got off of the Coca-Cola, my ex-husband would sabotage me and get me back on the Coke, which is probably why he's the ex-husband now. So I've fallen enough, and then I started ingesting angel light, and I've fallen enough over the years to know that I should have broke something and maybe ended up with something that really hurt and a bruise. So it really strengthened all my bones, and my hair is growing, which, you know, like I said, at 65, I'll take it. So the angel light is an incredible healer. It comes from South America. And if y'all need any, well, you know, ask. Now, this is another practical application I have. My grandson hurt himself, and he actually chopped off his finger at the top. So what I did is I had a flat piece of angel light. I put his picture down. Isn't that cute finger? All right, and then I put another piece of angel light on top of it to draw out that energy, and it's constantly healing. And the doctor said he was going to keep it, which I thought was absolutely delightful. So this is kind of the crystal from the other end. Now I have stools made out of angel light. Remember, we're talking about practical application. Okay, sorry. And for those of you who ever come into my store, I also have a bench you can sit on. And then I have this angel light table that you can lay on for free. Mm-hmm. So I have practical application of rocks. You have to admit, my Earth Keeper is pretty incredible. Now, there's a lot of other stones we've not even talked about yet. You've got all kinds of calcite. You've got orange to open up the root chakra. Green calcite, which also pulls in the healing ray. Gold. This is to help with memory. And then you've got the blue calcite. And again, that works on your throat chakra. Let me see, what do we got over here? Labradorite. Oh, can't think of how I could not talk about labradorite. All right, labradorite, you can see how the flash is in it. Now, labradorite's called the wizard stone. And what it does, it brings to your conscious mind all your spiritual gifts and abilities and helps you apply them on a practical level. Very cool, huh? I think so. It's one of my favorite stones. And then we have lapis lazuli. Oops, I have to keep that in the bag, sorry. All right, lapis comes from Afghanistan, and it's really pretty. It's they say the priests wore it on their breastplate in the Bible. But what lapis does, I consider that a higher consciousness stone, and it opens up all your upper chakras and helps you connect with all the master teachers. Whew. All right, so where are we going now? Oh, shaman stones. Grab. Now, back in the day when they really didn't have a lot of stuff to work with, the shaman would use a pair of these, and you can see one is more rounder and one is shaped like a saucer. So the flatter one I consider male and the nice round one I consider female. So they would take the stones and both in their hand and literally pull the energy out by working it back and forth and pulling that energy out of the disease out. Whew. All right, then we've got shungite from Russia. Now, shungite really is not a pretty stone. It looks kind of like coal. But a lot of people put this in their water to cleanse the water and put minerals in it. And they also say it's good for clearing out radiation out of the body. Now, what's also, they say, is good for clearing out radiation is a stone called kyanite. And this is what this looks like. And there's green kyanite and blue kyanite, and I think there's black. But again, if this is something, maybe you're riding in an airplane and you're going to be in high radiation, something you might want to have on your body. Just saying. Oops. All right. Wow. What else can we come across that I haven't? These are fun. They call this peacock ore, and it's a form of baronite, and it brings joy. Isn't it beautiful? All the blues and the greens. Yeah, it's really too bad you guys aren't seeing visual on this. You're really missing out something great. But you'll be able to get it on the archives. Then there's a really interesting stone called lepidolite. Now, lepidolite, if you put a little piece under your tongue, it works. That's where they get lithium from. So it calms you down. Ooh, without drugs. Awesome. Wow. Well, let's see. Is there anything else that I could just kind of share with you? If you want to cleanse your crystals and your rocks and stones, you can obviously, I can't do that. My big one, run it underwater. That doesn't work, huh? But if you have a small stone, you can run it underwater and it'll clear it. You can take it in your hand and blow. And as you blow, imagine it clearing the stone. If you have sage, now you can light the sage and clear it. Which is what I've got to do with my big earth keepers, because it's not something I can put under the faucet and clear out. So that's a practical application of stones, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. It was nice to take a break from doing a little bit of energy work, but differently. And, you know, if you ever want to use my big Earth Keeper crystal for energy work, you have my permission. You can pull the picture off my Facebook page. I just want to let you know that it cannot be misused. It's not programmed to be misused. And if you tried, oh God, I feel sorry for you. Just don't take that as a challenge, okay? For those that are light workers, you're more than welcome to play with my crystal, my big earth keeper. If you're in Hawaii, come on in. I'm in Honoka'a on the big island. You can hug her, touch her. You know, I do little free mini massages. And, you know, I do energy work, of course, curse removals, take energy work with the little mini massages. And then I also do phone work. So give me a call, 808-775-9400 between 11 and 4 Hawaii time. You'll catch me in. And if not, it's on record and I'll call you back. On that note, thanks a bunch for tuning in. And it's really been fun tonight. Hope you have a great week and we'll see you next week. Aloha.
All you truth seekers, be sure to tune in to Rebel Planet on spacedoutradio.com the third Thursday of every month.
Day. For over 40 years, the Purple Energy Plates have been delivering amazing results for their many customers. Inspired by the great genius Nikola Tesla, the harmony, healing, and energetic effects of the plates have proven over and over to be beneficial and often miraculous to thousands of customers. Check their site for daily specials and choose from their many energy products. You won't be sorry. Visit them today at purpleplates.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hey, this is Canadian Paranormal Investigator Mike Moore. The third Wednesday of every month, I'll be teaming up with Dave Scott to bring you Ghosts of the Great White North. Each month, we will bring on guests from across Canada to discuss their ghostly encounters. Canada is a paranormal hotbed with stories you've never heard, so we're going to bring them to you. So get comfy in your Chesterfield, grab a donut, and join us, eh?
The views and opinions expressed by tonight's guest and topic of discussion do not necessarily represent the official policy or position of Spaced Out Radio, Spaced Out Weekend, Spaced Out Radio Limited, its hosts, syndicated carriers, or anyone associated with this broadcast. Would you like to connect with us? Head to spacedoutradio.com for all your latest show info. And hit us up on Twitter using the hashtag Spaced Out Radio. Now, back to Dave Scott and SOR.
Welcome back to hour number two of Spaced Out Radio tonight. I am your host, Dave Scott. Thank you so much for being with us. This weekend, Tessa Nicole Thomas is in for Spaced Out Weekend. While I am off finding my Zen and my Chi, we get going at 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern time at spacedoutradio.com. We say hello to everyone listening in on the SOR Radio Network and Deep Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can also find our archives on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/spacedoutradio. Do me a favor, hit that subscribe button. Bill Cardwell has set the password for tonight in the SOR Space Travelers Club. Hepatico Cholangio Collecti Stenterostomies. What the hell is that, Bill? Honestly, I'm not even trying that a second time. Don't care. Bill sets a password each and every night right here on the mighty SOR. Our website is spacedoutradio.com, where we have a plethora of features for you. You can rock out to Bumblefoot Shop at our store, read up on the encounter online, and so much more. Don't forget, you can also now go to questers.ca. That's questers.ca. Click on the fall conference. Get your tickets right now for the first annual Caribou Paracon. Our featured speaker is Grant Cameron, followed by David Weatherly, Ross Allison, Lorian Fenton. I will be speaking as well. This is presented by Spaced Out Radio, September 28th through 30th at the beautiful Spruce Hill Resort and Spa in 108 Mile Ranch, British Columbia. I want to see as many Spaced Out Radio listeners there as possible to shake your hands. Tonight, we bring in Sebastian Martin. He is from Ensuho.com. Ensuho, a sponsor of Spaced Out Radio, is also a great YouTube channel. So make sure when you check out his YouTube channel, Ensuho, that's N-S-U-H-O, real simple to spell, you click that subscribe button as well. Sebastian, welcome back.
Thank you, Dave.
Really appreciate it. Now, in your own personal contact that you had as we lead into disclosure and consciousness here, what species has or have you been in contact with, and why do you think they chose you?
Well, the original ETs that abducted me was by mistake, I guess. They I don't think they really knew who I was until they tested me on a spacecraft, which were the tall gray aliens. I'd never seen them since. I remember them very well, but I have no real affinity with them. And I don't think they really care as to who they abduct, but they still are aware of various avatars of aliens living on Earth that they cannot touch. And I was one of them. And the reason being is because those gray aliens were still part of an alliance as much as the other ETs. So there's a group of extraterrestrials that are responsible for the human genetics of the planet. And they have attempted this for millennia. And they are currently on the fifth attempt, which is the fifth and the last on Earth, what I've been mentioned or told by the beings that came to see me, i.e. assuming they were the Pleiadians, but in fact they are the Anunnaki. And why I'm saying this, and I would like to skip some of the other experiences I had between 2011 and 2016, because I had, already discussed these kind of topics on radio shows and like with Kerry Cassidy, for example, which kind of led to a myriad of contacts, very interesting contacts and people that I'm still in touch with today, which are also responsible for my involvement in some secret agendas, and not in a nefarious negative way, but more to do with disclosure. And even if it was not introduced that way to me at first, it was all geared up towards that goal. And why I'm saying this is because the first people that reached out to me on Facebook, out of all places, in the social media, they then just didn't bother saying hello. They just hooked up on Facebook, and I just accepted them as friends that I've never met. And then during one of the nights I had a very clear vision of a woman. And I was basically in bed. I was about to put my head down on the pillow, so I was not quite asleep yet. And I had this vision of this woman. I was seeing an event through her own eyes. And I was in Baghdad in Iraq. And I just realized that she was about to be, she was asked to stay down on the back of a car, going through the streets of Baghdad to the very busy street. And through her eyes, I was able to see some people in the streets, and one of them I recognized very well, at least my attention from her perspective meant that I recognized him. And so I focused my attention on him, and then from this guy, I just realized there were a few other civilians in the crowd that were also doing the same thing, which was looking for someone. And I believe that this woman was the person we're searching for. And this other person in the car asked her to stay down. And right away, I recognized a name from my Facebook list that I contacted after that, not knowing who she was. And I said, this probably means nothing to you, but I just knew, like from the vision I had, that I knew her name, I knew who it was, and I knew the location. I didn't have a date, but I just knew that these were some things she should be aware of. And so when I mentioned that to her, she kind of got spooked by it at first. She said to me, you know, okay, thanks for sharing. And then she sent me an image, the image of the guy I saw on the street. And I said, yes, that's the guy. And slowly but surely, she started to open up about, you know, who this guy was. And he was working for the government in Iraq, post Baghdad. You know, this was post Saddam Hussein. You know, I'm talking about in recent years, and like 2 years ago. And she basically started to share more and more information with me, which led to more people contact me about what I was able to do. And step by step, I got involved with people from, you know, the CIA and MI6 and the French services to the Canadian services and so on and so on and so on. And all of these people were, now you are probably will be asking, you know, how do you know they were from these agencies?
Right.
Well, they were starting telling me that they were working for these agencies, which is like a no-brainer for me to know who they are. Also that other people that I knew had real good credentials, who basically had experiences, like, for example, that the embassy in Baghdad, in Iraq, during the time of, post Saddam Hussein. And, you know, they were not jokers. And those people had real credentials. You could see them on LinkedIn. And those people had contacts within the governments or governments. And when you start talking to them, they start telling you about mission codes or names and or people's names. And you get corroboration from